Asa Hutchinson shows no signs of dropping out despite polling at 0%. By Hannah Blow Knutson on December 13, 2023. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, a consistent critic of former President Donald Trump, who is vying for the Republican presidential nomination, is showing no signs of dropping out of the race despite polling at 0% in several surveys. In a November interview with 4029 News on the Record, Hutchinson signaled that he plans to stay in the GOP presidential race until at least March, expecting dramatic changes by then. "By then, you're going to have a dramatic change, in my judgment, in the politics of the presidential race," Hutchinson said, signaling that he will stay in the race until Super Tuesday. His state, Arkansas, votes that day as well. "You're going to have some that are up now that will be down. Trump will be halfway through his trials. And so I expect dramatic changes," the anti-Trump Republican predicted. Related, Asa Hutchinson: "As president, I would not pardon Trump." However, none of the predictions of the never-Trumpers have materialized in 2023 thus far, as the various indictments and additional GOP race dropouts have only consolidated Trump's status as the GOP frontrunner. A Morning Consult survey fielded from December 1 to 3, 2023, for example, found Trump with 66% support in the GOP field, putting him 53 points ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who came in second place, and 66 points ahead of Hutchinson, who saw 0% support. Similarly, a recent Wall Street Journal survey found Trump with 59 points nationally in the GOP race, putting him 44 points above former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who saw 15% support. Once again, Hutchinson polled 0% support, down from 1% in August. Hutchinson does not just suffer on the national scale, either. The latest Des Moines Register/NBC News/MediaCom/Iowa poll shows Trump with a majority, 51%, support, while Hutchinson falls 50 points behind with 1 point in the Hawkeye state. A recent ECU survey found Hutchinson with 1% in North Carolina's GOP primary race, with Trump 62 points ahead at 63%. Further, Hutchinson is failing to make a dent in any of the early states. He has an average of 0.7% in Iowa, 0.3% in New Hampshire, and 0.8% in South Carolina, according to Real Clear Politics. Even though the Republican base has made clear it is not interested in Hutchinson, who was booed at the Florida Freedom Summit after suggesting that Trump will be convicted of a felony, he is not dropping out. At least, not yet. The argument is that somehow if we consolidate, that's going to make it tougher on Trump. In Iowa, Trump is down to 43% of the vote. That means 57% is looking for alternatives, Hutchinson told NBC News in November, adding that his campaign is planning the campaign for January 15 and leading up to that. "They're going to have the opportunity to choose. No one thinks that this field should be consolidated before Super Tuesday," Hutchinson continued. "They ought to let the first four states vote and let's see, you know, where the strength is then. And there's certainly adequate time to make sure that we have the organized opposition to a Donald Trump presidency," he added. Related, Asa Hutchinson: "Donald Trump has a moral responsibility for what happened on January 6. In August, Trump discussed his issues with the Republican National Committees, RNC, pledged to support the eventual nominee, explaining that there were three or four people he would not support. "There's no reason to insult them, but there are some people there that a lot of people wouldn't endorse," he said. When pressed to name names, Trump used the opportunity to criticize Hutchinson in explaining why he would not participate in the debates. "Somebody like Asa Hutchinson, who's polling at zero, will ask me nasty questions. Somebody like Chris Christie, he's polling at 1%, and he's going to ask me nasty questions, and others too. And then you have some that are very good," he said. "Watch, Trump, I won't sign RNC pledge to endorse GOP nominee, three or four people that I wouldn't support." It should be noted that Hutchinson also stood as the only GOP candidate to refuse to raise his hand during the August debate when asked if he would support Trump if he is convicted of any crime. In a recent interview published in the St. Anselm Crier, which kicked off by asking the former governor his favorite ice cream flavor, Hutchinson continued his criticism of Trump, asserting that future success is not dependent upon a relationship with Donald Trump. Further, Hutchinson said GOP governors, in particular, appeared to have a more strained relationship with the former president, asserting that they are fundamentally more independent than members of Congress. Members of Congress and the Senate, they seem to line up behind Donald Trump, and they seem to have a greater fear of retribution from him. And I think governors show more independence, they have more confidence in their leadership. That, you know, our success is not dependent upon a relationship with Donald Trump. It's about, you know, doing things within the state, governing well, and solving problems. He also criticized Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic in that interview. As for Hutchinson on the campaign trail, it appears he participated in the Stand with Crypto Presidential Forum in Manchester on Monday as well as a virtual biofuels town hall on Tuesday evening. He has a meet and greet scheduled for Thursday, December 14th in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, followed by an appearance at the Portsmouth Rotary in Greenland, New Hampshire, that same day. His website lists no further events beyond Thursday, December 14th, as of the time of this writing.